today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friend, ladies and gentlemen, salamu alaikum, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. And today we're going to speak about extravagance in the view of Islam.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Monday, is the 13th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, let's listen to verses 151 to 154 of chapter Shu'ara. From the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تطيعوا أمر المسرفين.
And do not obey the order of the transgressors.
الذين يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون.
Who cause corruption in the land and do not amend.
قالوا إنما أنت من المسحرين.
They said, you are only of those affected by magic.
ما أنت إلا بشر مثلنا فأت بآية إن كنت من الصادقين.
You are but a man like ourselves, so bring a sign if you should be of the truthful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Immoderation is a kind of corruption, and a spendthrift is a mischief monger and a corrupter. You must not expect any improvement from the painless persons who live in welfare, since improvement comes into being only under the light of Divine Prophet's school. So these couples of verses imply that the extravagant should not be obeyed, and those who are corruptors must not be expected improvement from.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Extravagance in the view of Islam is the title of this episode of today's special. Muslim jurists have identified three factors that are used to identify actions that fall into the boundaries of waste. Firstly, permissibility in Sharia. If an act falls within the purview of permissible acts by Sharia, the forbidden acts exceed the limits irrespective of whether it is extravagant or not. Secondly, rational judgment. This is whereby some acts like destroying our property is condemned by the rational of people. In other words, it is considered to be a wasteful act. Thirdly, societal norms that shows the limits of normal expenditure from that which is excessive and wasteful. In order to show gratefulness and obedience to Allah, every individual, family, and society must avoid wasteful and materialistic acts by taking into consideration the three aforementioned factors that determine the wastefulness of an act.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about extravagance. Now, we find that one of the important aspects in all human communities to be observed is that we have to avoid, everybody has to avoid extravagance, because not only it spoils our energy, it also harms our economic power. If people have, more economic power, and if they are able to manage, that kind of economic power or background in a proper way, certainly one of the outcomes of that kind of, economic management, proper economic management, is reaching very high aims and high goals. Please note carefully that some of the third world countries have many natural resources, such as mines and, for example, oil, gas, and so on. However, in these nations, we find that extravagance is unfortunately widely seen. In contrast, there are some countries, some nations where, for example, oil isn't available or mines may not be available. Yet, since in those countries, they are committed to making the most of everything available, you will find that they have improved quite a lot. And at the same time, according to, an economic interpretation of this discussion regarding extravagance is that, first of all, the income should be, allowable income, that is, not haram income or not questionable income, should be in a good proportion to proper use and proper consumption. From this discussion, one may find that one of the good ways and good yardsticks in order to be careful as to where allowable income may come is in a good proportion and in agreement with what the fourth infallible imam indicated in his masterpiece, Risalat al-Huquq, Treatise on Rights. He indicated in Risalat al-Huquq, وَأَمَّا حَقُّ الْمَالِ فَإِنْ تَأْخُذُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ حِلِّهِ وَلَا تُنْفِقُهُ إِلَّا فِي حِلِّهِ. One of the rights of property is that you take it from its allowable sources and spend it in its allowable ways.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. today's special.
IRIB English Radio and today's special. At this time, we'll look at harms of israf for the individual. Physical harm to the body exceeding the limits in eating and drinking bring great harm to the body. According to physicians today, overeating and drinking too much are one of the main causes of various illnesses and diseases. This is something which was emphasized by the Imams many centuries ago. The Quran also warns the believers against israf in eating and drinking. Eat and drink, but do not waste. Indeed, he does not like the wasteful. The wrath of God. God does not love those who do israf. Imam Sadiq has said the following in the regards to israf. Israf is subject to God's wrath. Let's learn a bit more about tips to avoid extravagance. Determine where you spend your money. After making a list of all expenditures, prioritize them. Immediately remove unnecessary routine purchases. Do not be shopaholic. Often people consider shopping as a source of fun and enjoyment. I think that statement would be heard by majority of us. Oh, I'm getting bored. Let's go shopping. And when we enter any shopping mall, we just go mad. We try to grab every single thing which tempts us and do not get out of shopping mall until our wallet is empty of money.
When we talk about, you know, wastage and israf, unfortunately, we take it very lightly. But we do not realize that, you know, when it reaches to a point where shaitan then exploits that, and we can get into worse situations as far as disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. There are basically two types of wastage in the Quranic terminology. One is known as israf. Israf means overspending, being extravagant, and then there is something known as tabdhir, which is wastage where you didn't use things and let it just, you know, go into the waste. Now, when we talk about, you know, this issue, there are different, you know, ways of understanding it. The most common would be the issue of food. When you talk about israf, israf here would be, for example, overeating. Now you'll say, it's my property, you know, I bought it. But remember, health-wise, there are implications later on. Tabdhir means taking more than you can eat, where at the end you throw up, you throw that in the garbage.
That was all from today's special. And for this episode, we spoke about extravagance. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.